AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine is blaming Russia. Russia is blaming Ukraine for the collapse of a dam in southern Ukraine. It has sent crop prices higher around the world, and there is flooding in the region. John Kirby is with the National Security Council.
We've seen the reports that Russia was responsible for the explosion at the dam, which I would remind, Russian forces took over illegally last year and have been occupying since then. We're doing the best we can to assess those reports, and we are working with the Ukrainians to gather more information.
Meantime, America's top military officer says the fighting has increased in Ukraine, but he's warning about reading too much into it. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Like the Battle of Normandy or any other major battle, warfare is a give and take.
In an AP interview in Normandy, where he marked D-Day's 79th anniversary, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley said there will be days with a lot of fighting and others with very little.
So this will be a back and forth fight for a considerable length of time.
Milley says it's up to Ukraine to announce when its long-awaited counteroffensive against Russia starts.
It's our estimation that the Ukrainian military is well prepared for whatever they do.
After the U.S. and allies flowed billions of dollars in training and weapons to Kyiv over the winter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Court records say Cuba Gooding Jr. settled accusations he raped a woman in a New York City hotel a decade ago. The Buffalo Bills say Damar Hamlin participated fully in practice for the first time in 6 months since having a near-death experience during a game at Cincinnati. A former Southwest Airlines customer service agent has been indicted and charged with fraud for allegedly making and selling travel vouchers worth nearly $2 million. The PGA Tour, European Tour, and Saudi-based LIV Golf announced they are merging commercial interests. The Dow finished up 10 points. This is AP News. At the UN, a top Ukrainian diplomat is calling Russia a terrorist state.
Anton Korinevich was addressing judges at the International Court of Justice in a case brought by Kyiv against Russia linked to Moscow's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula and the arming of rebels in eastern Ukraine in the years before Russia's full-scale invasion. In particular, he and lawyers argue Russia bankrolled a campaign of intimidation and terror by rebels in eastern Ukraine in 2014. Ukraine wants the World Court to order Moscow to pay reparations for attacks in the region, including the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17. The case is one of several legal proceedings against Russia linked to Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Louisiana is poised to become the latest state to enact laws targeting the LGBTQ plus community, including a ban on gender-affirming care for minors. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.